Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number as always if you want to join us between now and 2 this Monday. A lot of reaction over the weekend to Leo Varadkar's comments about urban and rural Ireland on the Path to Power podcast and, well, fairly controversial remarks that he made regarding farmer subsidies as well. We're going to chat about that after 1. At about 12:40, Census 1926, that was released as well over the weekend. Do you know where to start though if you're trying to find family members? We are going to find out very shortly. And I was laughing at this report that's out from Brillo today about panic cleaning. Who isn't a panic cleaner? Surely there's no one out there that has their house in top nick 24/7, 365 days of the year. We want to hear your top tips though for panic cleaning on the programme as always. WhatsApp numbers 087 1400 106. Get your voice notes in. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Before all of that, though, with airline fuel costs in flux, the conflict in Iran, Claire talking about the potential electricity price hikes here this summer, could organising a summer break get more complicated? Is a holiday actually, is it still on the cards for listeners this year? Tracy is with me in County Tipperary. Tracy, I believe you say you're going to stay in Ireland this summer.
Oh, definitely. I couldn't afford to be going anywhere. I can't even actually afford to pay for accommodation in Ireland, technically. So I'm going to be doing day trips, literally.
Yeah. Rather even than the staycation, but sort of short little kind of day trips around the country.
Go off for a day in the car and come back home. Bring a picnic or something with us. That's it. Like last night, say, we went on a little trip over to Care, Care Castle. Hmm. And we brought seeds to feed the ducks. And my daughter loved it. And the geese were all out on the green area. So, and they came up and ate out of your hand and everything. It was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of,
and she enjoyed that more.
Day excursions around the country rather than heading off somewhere for a weekend.
Going to Cork, Glengarrison, Cork, Tramore, Duncannon, Wexford, Hook Lighthouse. We were planning on going to see. So some tours and stuff like that of historic places here in Ireland.
Yeah.
Basically.
And something probably enough of us, you know, many of us probably don't do enough of is actually go around and explore our own country. But that's a decision you've taken due to the cost of travelling.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, I mean, even if the situation in Iran, and I mean, we were talking to people, what is that, 2 months ago now, stranded across the UAE with the situation there. Is that in the back of your mind?
It is. It's a scary thing to think if you could get stuck in another country and not able to get home. And like the government were charging something like €800 to get chartered flights home. I wouldn't have that. So I'd be stuck there.
Yeah.
That is very scary to me.
And like then we've seen in recent days too, I mean, there's been warnings over jet fuel supplies as well, that's causing some anxiety and maybe concern too for holidaymakers.
I would imagine so, yeah. I just wouldn't be very comfortable going abroad this year because of everything that's going on. It's not just any one little thing. Like there's so much going on that. And you don't know where the next war is going to start at this point. Do you know? Because there was no war in Iran until recently.
So all of this for you is sort of, it's kind of made your mind up this year.
It is, totally made my mind up, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe it earlier when I was, you know, even just listening this morning and yesterday when it was first mentioned about, you know, potentially electricity costs going up over the summer months.
That's crazy. And I live in an all-electric house, air to water. So I'm praying my electricity does not go up because now in the summer it's not too bad because you don't be using heating. But like I pay every week off my electricity and I'm in credit because I pay every week. Mm.
So all of these things, I know. Look, and absolutely, there's no doubt about it. And that's why we want to chat to listeners today here in the programme to see what kind of decisions, you know, listeners are making. Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is with us on the line today. Or what are you planning to do, Lisa, this summer?
Hi, Andrea.
How
are you? Good. Normally, we have our summer holiday booked at Christmas time or January. We always book them, but we were actually due to book Turkey. And I'm so glad I didn't because just as I was about to book Turkey is when all the intercepts were happening and everything. So like that lady said, I would be just very cautious of going somewhere like that that we could possibly get stuck on. But yeah, I do think we will be going abroad at some stage, probably, you know, somewhere in Europe. But like that, we have brought our boys to, you know, we've brought them all over Europe, we've brought them to America. They still talk about the holidays they had in Wexford and in Donegal. Now, I'm a Kerry woman, I'm living in Meath, but we don't go down home to Kerry. But I would love, and I would think my boys wouldn't mind going, you know, staying at home instead of going abroad. But the cost of holidaying in Ireland is just ridiculous. It is the deciding factor in us going away as a family of six. I would love to spend a week down in Gorey, in wherever, it doesn't matter where. But I would get Spain for the same price for maybe bed and breakfast. So that's always the deciding factor for us. And when the boys were a lot smaller, we didn't take them away at all. We did staycations in Ireland, and they still talk about those holidays.
Yeah, the staycations and the holidays at home.
Yeah, it's not them that would mind at all. If I turned around to them and said, you're not going foreign this year, but we're going to stay, they'd be fine with that. It's just, I think, you know, we will probably go.
Go summer,
but it's not booked just because of everything that's happening, and this is the latest I've ever left it.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, I can see, you know, I mean, people talking about, are they concerned about going to the States, and other people don't want to go to America because of Trump, and maybe seen as supporting Trump. And I just wonder what all of that is going to do for European holiday prices. I mean, are they likely to shoot up? And I'm sure people are concerned about that.
Yeah, they have shot up already because, like, that. We lived in the States, me and my husband, so I go back every year on my own to visit my best friend is still over there. And I did say to the boys, did they want to go? Will we go to the States? Because we could stay with her. And they actually did. It was the boys that didn't want to go. My kids didn't want to go because of all the stuff going on over there. Now, I was there last September. There is definitely an atmosphere change over there. But I did then price, like, definitely the European holidays have definitely gone up for a family of six. I would say it is nearly €1,000 dearer than what we were paying
last year. Okay.
And that is not even, it's not even great fancy places or anything like that. So there's a lot of deciding factors there this year that are kind of have delayed me in pressing book.
Text in from this listener says, with all of the talk and discussion about the air fuel shortage, I think it will lead to an increase in holidays in Ireland, and I'm sure people will feel that it's a rip-off as well. This texter tells me, we decided against a family holiday abroad this year. There's just too much uncertainty. There is a kind of a similar feel to COVID in the air, whereby things are just unpredictable, not 100% that you'd even get somewhere and be able to return home safely with safe passage guaranteed. Plus the price, as Tracy and Lisa mentioned, is extortionate. Save the money, stay at home in the garden, says this texter. Claire Dunn is joining us, Lisa, on the line. Claire is the Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association here. Claire, what is the reality of the situation now at the moment? Like, are people cutting back on booking foreign holidays?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, we've seen a bit of a drop, all right. We've seen overall around the country probably 15 to 20% down this year. But that means that around 80% of people are actually still going. I mean, I think one of your listeners there said, I mean, the price comparison, there isn't a huge difference in many cases between going abroad and staying in Ireland. It depends on where you're going, obviously. But there are still good deals to be had, and people are generally still going. There has been a shift away from the Eastern Med.
Where
away
they're going.
From like Turkey, exactly. So Spain and Portugal are the big winners here. Spain and Portugal, like Spain is the most popular destination from Ireland anyway. So that is doing really well. And Western Med cruises are doing really well because the price is all inclusive in many cases. So people can budget for it. They know what it is, what the price is going to be before you start.
Of course. So people are looking for this is the guaranteed price. I'm paying it up front.
Exactly.
That's it. It's done.
Exactly. Because they know, like, that the flight, the accommodation, the entertainment, their food, and in some cases their drinks are included. So they can budget for it. Do you know what I mean? They know exactly what it's going to cost them. And if they don't want to spend any more money when they're there, they don't actually have to. So that works well for people if they're looking at their budget.
So there is a drop in the number of people going. Spain and Portugal are still the most popular. Does that mean, though, Claire, that they've now become more expensive to travel to?
I mean, the prices have gone up. I mean, there is a cost of living issue here as well, as your
callers
have said. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. So prices have gone up. We haven't seen huge rises in prices. The flight prices have gone up a little bit this summer, all right. And it depends. But there are still bargains to be had. So if you shop around a little bit, depending if you go outside of the main July, August. Now, I know some people, if they've got kids in school, they can't avoid that. But sometimes are going, maybe instead of going for 2 weeks, they're going maybe for 11 or 12 nights to try and cut that cost, or they're traveling midweek rather than weekend, and that can cut the cost as well. So there are still ways to get the prices down.
I've often heard people say that it's cheaper to go away for, you know, the full seven days, Claire, than it is to go for a long weekend or 4 or 5. Is that accurate?
Well, it depends. Again, I mean, it really varies. But if you take it that you're paying the same for the flight, and that's what we would always look at and say, well, look, your flight price is X. So whether you're going to stay for 7 nights or 14 nights, if that price stays the same, then it's only the accommodation that's in the difference. But as I say, that the price for flights can vary. If you go midweek, generally Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it, as a general rule, it's cheaper to travel than Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So if you can do that, it's cheaper. And there are a lot of people opting for short breaks, the short city breaks, and doing maybe 2 or 3 or 4 nights. So going Thursday to Tuesday, that works really well as well. And you feel you've had a break because, you know, you are getting away from here and have a different surrounding. So that's really good for people to give a bit of a refresh and feel you've had some of a holiday.
Yeah, or plenty as well, I should say, too. Plenty more texts coming in, like Tracy at the very start of the programme today talking about the fact they've made the decision not to go anywhere this year. They're staying in Ireland and they're going to do an awful lot more 1 and 2 day trips across the country. Aaron is on the line, 1800 453 106, that's the number. Aaron, are you thinking about maybe going somewhere, or will you stay home this year with the cost of everything?
We tend to go away foreign every second year, and that is this year. But we don't have the problems with flights because we have a motorhome. We go by ferry. So we're right. Sailing out to France in June, and it's only €150 dearer than last year for myself, my wife, a dog and a motorhome to and back to France. And then we're going to Wales in July. But every bank holiday weekend, we stay home. We go camping. Every bank holiday weekend, we have our campsites booked. So we're not worried about the flights. I was very surprised that the sailing was the same as last year, what with the price of fuel and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, we stay home every second year. Now we will go on a cruise in September for a week. And like that, we go on a Wednesday to Wednesday. And it is a lot cheaper when you're not flying out to the cruise destination on a Friday or a Saturday.
Top tip. Yeah, if people are thinking of doing that. But for you, with somebody with a camper van, Aaron, you've noticed that there's an increase, but it's not, I suppose,
not as much as I thought.
Huge
Our
deterrent.
Problem is, I have a friend in France at the moment, and he only texted me yesterday saying that diesel is 280. He said, stop giving out over there. Diesel is 280 a litre in France at the moment because there is a shortage. Mm. Pre-COVID, there was a shortage, and I went over with a full tank of diesel. And any time I went, even just down a quarter of a tank, I filled up every time I passed the petrol station, not to be worried about fuel. That would be our only worry if this fuel crisis is still in June in France.
And I would have thought that was like a fairly big concern with the camper van. I mean, given the whole scenario here last week.
Oh yeah. But so what I'll do is, even if I've only done 300 kilometres, like less than a quarter of a tank, if I see a petrol station open, I'll tank up. Now, the year of the shortage, it was like 30 quid was the most you could put in. I'll be happy with that 30 quid. I'll just keep a full tank. But apart from that, our sailing is booked, the campsites are booked, and then our only worry is if it's still a worry in France, it might be a bit dearer. But if there's a shortage, that will be our only worry.
Yeah. And in general, Aaron, I'm sure from talking to your own family and friends, the cost of living, I mean, concern around potential electricity price hikes over the coming months, is any of that in the back of your mind? Does that serve as a deterrent to not go away?
No, I'm going to be honest. No, I think for your mental health, if you can get away, get away. And because we have no worries, because we're sailing. We look forward to our holidays. Now, next year, we'll stay home for the 2 weeks and still book all our bank holiday weekends camping. But we will stay in Ireland for our main 2 week summer holidays. So, I have to be honest. When I heard about all the flight cancellations, and I said it to my wife yesterday, and she went, we're sailing. And I went, oh, yeah, it won't really affect us. So hopefully I won't be having a different conversation.
No,
with you
and
on
hopefully
the 25th
it's
of June
as you
when
said,
the
fuel prices hopefully will stabilise maybe as well, or certainly not shoot up,
yes.
Which would impact
yes.
you in a camper van. Kira Mooney is with us, Aaron. Kira is the managing director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. Have you noticed a drop similar to Claire Dunn there, Kira?
Yeah, it's about 10-15% at the moment. But just to kind of what your listeners and the speakers there were saying about leaving it kind of later to actually book in the holiday. And I think that's the trend that's kind of people are uncertain, but there's definitely people that will not do without their holidays. And that's what we're finding. And even some of the operators now with the reducing in prices just for different destinations. Like only last week we had a cruise in there it was basically working out at about €100 a day. Now, if you were to eat out and everything, the value that that offers, like Claire was saying, with the all-inclusive, or if you're doing an escorted tour and you have all your transport and your food and everything included,
yeah.
There's different ways of saving money when it comes to that. And I'd always echo, with flexibility, like your listeners are saying there, if you're flexible enough with your days that you can travel, you will save a hell of a lot of money. Like only last week, I had a group of 9 that were looking to go to Croatia. And based on just looking at a different airline with flying into a different airport, but with the same transfer time at the other end, I managed to save them €3,500.
Just
so
by being flexible.
Exactly. It's flexible, but it's known the destinations that you're going
yeah.
to. You know, it's like there's always going to be better value. Like you'll take even the likes of the north of Spain around Tossa del Mar, La Resta Mar. Like the prices there in comparison to the Costa del Sol are much more reasonable because it's not as popular maybe. You know, so there's all these different places that you could fly into, even with the likes of Barcelona, for example. You have all the low-cost airlines doing it. But then there's very few people that know, like Barcelona, they charge you top-notch with the hotels. You take a train, go 20 minutes down to the resort of Sitges. It's absolutely beautiful. And again, it's much better value than staying in the city of Barcelona and you have the beach there.
Lisa was telling us a little earlier, Kira, you know, that she'd normally try and book something maybe at the start of the year, that there were a family of 6, that she hasn't actually done that yet. I would have thought, you know, given the current situation globally, that leaving it to the last minute or booking last minute, something that I'm probably likely to do myself, but that, you know, that you would pay top dollar for that.
Not necessarily. Once you're flexible, Andrea, I think that's the key to it, because if you can only go on certain dates, you are tied in stem flights. Where somebody comes into us and they say, you know what, we can go here or there. And I don't mean just with dates, I mean with destinations as well. So it's no more than, say, if somebody wants to go to Nerka and the prices are astronomical down there because there's not that many properties. Where if they do the likes of Altea, they can fly into Valencia or Alicante, and Altea is a similar vibe to what you'd get in Nerka. And again, a 5-star hotel in Altea would cost you what a 3-star would in Nerka. It's just known them places.
Yeah. Another listener again getting in touch to make the point that, you know, there's too much uncertainty globally at the moment. We've made a decision not to go abroad this year. We're going to look to try and even do a long weekend somewhere in Ireland instead. We've got this voice note in from this listener.
Hi, Andrea. I actually checked a couple of weeks ago, I got a price for 4 days down in Kerry, and it worked out at over just €2,000 just to rent the place for the 4 days. Absolutely ridiculous, absolutely extortionate. I don't understand why, when someone can pay a month's rent in 4 days, that these prices are so high. When I say it's actually so much cheaper to go abroad than it is to go down the country. And that's just not feasible for a lot of people that are in the circumstances as me.
Yeah, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. If, like that listener, you want to get in touch with us, it does seem a lot, all right, for a trip to Kerry. This texter tells me, we've been away twice this year and we have other trips abroad booked. It's just too experienced to holiday here. I find it's too expensive to stay in Ireland. Myself and my husband can go to Spain, B&B including flights, for €435. You just wouldn't get that value staying in Ireland. 087 1400 106. Keep those thoughts coming into us. Kira Mooney, Aaron, Claire Dunn, Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, Tracy, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.